Chairs No Waiting, episode number 390. Listener feedback number 32. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the great folks. My wife, partially, over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and check out some of the great stuff. You got to get your 2017 Andy Griffith Show wall calendar. If you haven't gotten one yet, make sure you get it. And head over to Weaver's and look up in the top right corner and you can go and check out the Weaver's newsletter. You'll just want to check that out and see all the stuff that's going on over at Weaver's. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations just like you. This week I want to thank all my patrons over at Patreon. So folks at Patreon, I appreciate you. So I think we're up to getting about $12 an episode is what I make. You know, I am getting absolutely rich. It's not part of the plan to get rich. So I do appreciate all the patrons because they are helping me to meet my hosting goals. So I'm able to pay for my hosting fees, and that is awesome. I really appreciate you guys for doing that. I thank you as well for being here to be a part of the podcast. It's always great to have folks here in Mayberry with me, and we always enjoy it. So, wow, folks, I just did a feedback episode like 2 weeks ago, two episodes back, I think three. Oh, is it 388 maybe? Yeah, 388. I did another feedback episode, but I got so much more good stuff. You know, even last week I did some feedback really with the old time radio stuff that I gotten. But this week we got some more great stuff that's all, you know, Mayberry stuff. So I am so thankful for all of you for taking time to write to me and to bring in comments and stuff. So let me head on over here. So this is about the first feedback we've gotten is from Whitney, and she wrote in about episode number 386. That was the one about Mayberry books that you need. Mayberry books you need. Now, if you hadn't heard that, that was just a few episodes back too. It's not really about selling books for Weavers, but it's about books that people really need to have. Andy Griffith Show fans, you got to have them. So let me read what she wrote. She said, this was really helpful and interesting episode. Oh, thanks, Whitney. I appreciate that. Those books are going to be on my birthday wish list. My family loves to text each other Andy Griffith Show trivia questions, and having some of these books on hand will definitely improve my family trivia score. Whitney also goes on to say, you ask listeners to share when they first found out about the podcast or about the Andy Griffith Show websites. Well, I've been following the Andy Griffith Show since 2002. She's talking about the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. Since 2002, when I went to college, we weren't allowed to watch TV or DVDs in the dorms. And I found that the sites with all the daily quotes and information gave a bit of home in that very lonely place. I downloaded the old WAVE files. They're online at Emmett's WAVES. And listen to them over and over, sitting at my laptop laughing and quoting along with it. My dad and I used to email each other one of the quotes each day. And sometimes I still hear quotes in an episode and see the typed version in my head. Thanks for keeping Mayberry alive. Thank you, Whitney. That is awesome. That is great. You know, because that's Emmett's WAVES. And if you guys haven't seen that, if you go to imayberry.com, if you go to that website, you'll be able to see it right there. It's called Emmett's WAVES. If you go and you scroll down just a little bit on the side, actually, you won't see it as Emmett's WAVES there, I think. Let's see what it's called. I'm trying to remember. It's just called Sound Files. If you click on Sound Files, it'll take you to Them Timers or Tricky's website. And there's all kinds of WAVE files there. They're separated out by Andy Griffith Show, things that Andy said, pilots, episode, the pilot episode, Barney, Ernest T, they're all there, and you can listen to all kinds of WAVE files. This is a 10-4, Joe. Let's see if I can get to play here. It's one of the episodes, one of them. Let's see here.
I'm dog, if it don't make a fella feel right bad to get 10-4 right in the middle of an idea.
So there are all kinds of WAVE files there, and you can go and listen to them. Now, this was all put together way back in the day before MP3s were really a thing. It wasn't even around. So Emmett made all the WAVE files, and he's in our chat room taking a bow. I'm sure, from the folks in the chat room. But Emmett was the one who created all these WAV files and put them together for me. And then I helped him make the website that they're located on. So we've had them. He's had those on there for years. And he's even got some contact information. So, Emmett, thank you very much. And thank you, Emmett, for helping Whitney get through college. There you go. You never know what you do and how it's going to infect people. Affect. Whatever the right word is. Touch people's lives. So I want to thank you for that voicemail. Emmett, thanks for making all those waves for them. That's great. All right. So another person wrote in about Mayberry Books You Need, and it was Brian. Brian, and he says, I bought my first editions of the Andy Griffith Show book. It was in 1981 by Richard Kelly. That was the Richard Kelly book. And the Andy Griffith Show book, 1985 by Jim Clark and Ken Beck, he bought them at Walden Books. Remember that? Walden Books? Everybody remember bookstores? Wow, we used to have bookstores like that. Walden Books. He bought it at the historic, I can't say the name, Mall in Glen Burnie, Maryland. The first enclosed shopping mall east of the Mississippi River in early 1986. There you go. So I'm sure I didn't say it right, but John F. Kennedy visited the mall for its grand opening in 1958 and as a campaign stop for U.S. president in 1960. It was in late 1985 on the heels of the WTBS broadcast, the Andy Griffith Show Silver Anniversary Special on October 3rd, 1985, when he bought the books. Therefore, I purchased the Andy Griffith Show book the same year it was published in America. Congratulations, Brian. That's great. So we had asked that, when did you find out about the podcast, or when did you find out about these books? How long have you had them? So that's great. He's got one of the original first edition books. There's been several editions. The 50th anniversary edition, I believe, is the current one. Or maybe I'm wrong. It's I don't remember if it's the 50th or what it says. But anyway, great job. Jim Clark and Ken Beck, great books. All right, so next up, we got some feedback about the listener feedback, believe it or not. So this is about listener feedback episode number 388. Tim Bradshaw, he wrote in and said, I enjoyed it. Great job as usual. Thank you. But I also got this one from Jeff Couples. He said, hello, Alan. I wanted to share some information that you probably already know. But I just saw Ron Howard on an episode of Gunsmoke. That's right. He saw him on Daniel Boone. And then he saw him on Gunsmoke, he says. He said he also saw Ernest T. Bass in Wanted Dead or Alive and was amazed that I saw Emma and Jimmy the Goat on Rawhide episode, Consensus Takers. I'm amazed to see the characters from the Andy Griffith Show on other shows. So, hey, thanks, Jeff, for writing in. And, yeah, Ron Howard was on an episode of Daniel Boone. And if you're watching the video version, you're seeing pictures of it. If you are not, you can head over to our Facebook page at Two Chairs. You go to facebook.com/twochairs, and you can see them there. So there's a picture of Ron Howard from Daniel Boone. Now, he was in an episode. It was called A Man Before His Time. It was Daniel Boone. Daniel Boone, that TV series, ran from 1964 to 1970. The episode aired April the 3rd, 1969, and Ron Howard played Luke, was the character's name. He was billed as Ronnie Howard. So this would be right at the end of the Andy Griffith Show, I suppose. The episode's about a fugitive is being tracked through the woods where he is killed in confrontation. The man's only son, I'm assuming that's Ron, the man's only son is now an orphan, and after Daniel Boone takes him back to town, plots revenge against him. So there you go. So that's the episode he was in there. Then he was also in an episode of Gunsmoke that Jeff's talking about. It was called Charlie Noon. Now, Gunsmoke, you guys, it ran on television from 1955 to 1975. Is that true? Good night. That is amazing. Anyway, this was an episode that he was on, that Ronnie was on. It's called Charlie Noon. It aired November 3rd, 1969. So, you know, about 6 months after that last episode we're talking about. And he was billed as Ronnie Howard. He played a character named Jamie Barker. Now, in that episode, Matt Dillon is escorting his prisoner, Charlie Noon, back to Dodge City when he encounters a runaway Indian bride being pursued by the braves of her tribe. The Indians have mistaken Charlie Noon as the man who stole her and are seeking revenge. So that's what the episode's about. So if you're ever seeing those kind of episodes, make sure you stop and slow down and check out Ron. Along, you know, he's there with Matt Dillon, and it's just that would be really cool for you to see. All right, so the next up, let's see what else have we got. We got another note here from episode number 388, listener feedback 31. This one's from Paul Mulick. You remember in that episode we were talking about the number 11, that was brought up, that the number 11 was used on the show from, you know, 11 hatfuls and Briscoe's dipping his hat in the horse trough and all that stuff. Well, Paul Mulick wrote in and said more instances of the number 11. Clara had won the blue ribbon for pickles 11 years in a row. And, of course, it was extended to 12 at the end of that episode. But you remember Aunt B said, something like 10 years, 11. You know, so that's true. Barney gave out 11 speed warnings at Checkpoint Chicky. Remember that? And an illegal U-turn is a 9/11. Okay. And anyway, so those are some of the things that Paul noted. He says, I'm sure Jim Clark was right. 11 is just funnier somehow than 10 or 12. So I have to agree with that. Yeah. You've won 10 years in a row. 11. So thanks, Paul. Thanks for writing in with those more instances of number 11. Y'all be watching out for that. That's something I had never caught. I'd never noticed that on the Andy Griffith Show. So if you see the number 11, let's try to note these. This is pretty neat. Maybe we need to add that to the media, to the Mayberry Wiki at Mayberry.info. We need to add that over there. All right. So next up, we got another note here, and this one's about episode number 389. That one was Mayberry Folks on Radio. So that was just last episode. Larry Emmon, he wrote in to say, well, if you had to deal with Goober, Gomer, Emmett, Howard, and even Floyd, you'd have gray hair too. Now, remember, he's talking about when Andy's hair turned gray. So this is what we're talking about. Remember, there was a call about Andy's hair turning gray and how early it turned gray and all that stuff. So he's saying if you had to deal with Goober, Gomer, Emmett, Howard, and even Floyd, you'd have gray hair too. Not to mention Ernest T. Bass and the Darlings, is what Larry said. And Brian, he wrote in and said, Rankin Bass, if you remember them, he says they animated Andy's hair as gray in the Frosty's Winter Wonderland in 1976. Remember that? You ever seen that? Frosty's Winter Wonderland? Remember Jimmy Durante was the cartoon host of Frosty the Snowman. And then when they did the sequel, Frosty's Winter Wonderland, Andy Griffith was the host. And in that episode, or in that cartoon, Rankin Bass, the creators, the ones who made the show, they animated Andy as having gray hair. That was in 1976. Great catch, Brian. That's a good one. All right, so let's go on to the next note we have here. And this one's about, Mayberry After Midday, the old-time radio special. So this was from episode number 384. Now, this was another note here from Brian. So Brian, he's gotten three or four mentions today. But Brian says about that episode, because remember that episode, it's Floyd and Sterling Holloway's character, Bert, you know, so it's like, oh, hello, Floyd. That, you know, so Sterling Holloway, Brian says, Sterling Holloway was just 23 days older than Howard McNear. I didn't know that. Both were born in January 1907. That's kind of neat. I did not know that. Amazingly, who replaced Sterling Holloway as the voice of Disney's Winnie the Pooh? Well, that was Hal Smith. So Hal Smith
Oh, bother. Hello, Tigger. Oh, dear. Have you seen my pot of honey?
Yeah, so that's Winnie the Pooh and Hal Smith and Sterling Holloway did that voice. Great, great job. All right, so thank you, Brian, for calling in about that. And now I have one last thing I want to tell you guys about. This is really cool. Okay, so this is a squad car. Somebody sent in a picture of a squad car, which is great because I enjoy seeing about this. But this guy's name is Andrew. Okay, so it's Andrew Holly is his name. He says, "Hey, Andrew here. I own a 1963 Galaxy Sheriff's squad car, which I got imported into New Zealand in 2006 by the previous owner. The rumor is the car was used on the filming of the show and is a promotional vehicle afterwards." Okay, so I can't confirm any of that, and I question whether it was actually used on the Andy Griffith Show. I don't care about that. This is a man from New Zealand. He's from New Zealand, and he has a Mayberry squad car. Boom! Andy Griffith shows everywhere. I love this. He goes on to say that, you know, he chipped it there and it was used for a promotional vehicle. And after hunting the web, I found an article in New Zealand Classic Car Magazine from September 2006, which verifies this. I was just wondering if there's any information that if anybody could help. Okay, so I can't verify, and I certainly can't say it was never used on a show or something like that. But just looking at the car, Andrew, I can't tell you for sure, and it really doesn't make any difference. The cars are awesome anyway. But your car looks to be a Galaxy 500. And my understanding is that they never used Galaxy 500s on the show. They had too much chrome. They've got a lot of chrome on it. Just like, it's exactly like my car. That's exactly what I have. I have a Mayberry squad car as well that used to be Paul Mulick's that we just heard from earlier. But it's a Galaxy 500. So there's a lot more chrome on the car. There's chrome around the windows, and there's chrome going down the sides of the car that was not on the actual Mayberry squad car. But, you know, that doesn't matter. The car is awesome. It's a great car. And I am so proud that somebody in New Zealand has a Mayberry squad car. So, Andrew, it is great to hear from you. Thanks for letting us know. And I tell you what I'd like to see is I'd like to see you drive your Mayberry squad car over to Hobbiton, you know, where the Hobbits lived. Because I know they filmed that in New Zealand. I have no idea how far it is from you. But that would be awesome if it was sitting there in front of Frodo's house. I would really love to have a picture of that. So, all right, guys. Thank you. Thank you. I got one more voicemail. So you get to hear somebody other than me talk. I got a voicemail coming up. This is from Robert. And I'm trying to peel it all back up here. So it's from Robert Lindsay. And so let's let Robert take this away. So take it away, Robert.
Hey, Alan. My name is Robert Lindsay. We met last year at the Mayberry Days in Mount Airy. I just want to call and thank you for your podcast out for Myers Lake. Me and my wife took a trip out to Pasadena a couple weeks ago and made a trip to Franklin Canyon and visited all that, and then found Andy Griffith's star on the Walk of Fame and Ron Howard's hand and feet print at the Roman's Chinese Theater. So just posted some pictures on the iMayberry website if you want to check them out. But just wanted to say thank you to the podcast. It really helped with the location of Franklin King.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, and have a great day.
Oh, cut him off. Sorry, Robert. Robert, thank you for calling in. That is great. He's got pictures posted over at iMayberry Community. So if you're a member of iMayberry Community, you can definitely see those pictures. Even if you're not a member, you can drop by iMayberryCommunity.com and check out his stuff over there because he's got it. And anyway, he's got these great pictures of Ron Howard. It says Ron Howard's foot and hand prints were made back in 1999. And it says, from in front of and behind the camera, thank you, Ron Howard. So he found that. And he also found Andy's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He and his wife, there's a picture of them kneeling taking a picture of themselves with the star. That's Andy's star there. That's pretty cool. And plus, he was also at Myers Lake. He took a picture of the warden, the game warden's cabin that's there at Myers Lake, as well as just some pictures around the lake itself and where Andy and Opie walked and everything. He got to go there and see all that stuff. And I guess he used my podcast to help him find the stuff. So thank you very much, Robert. I'm glad you were able to enjoy that. Just go into that's as close to the Mayberry experience as you can get for what was actually involved in the show. You know, it's a great experience. So I encourage anybody that's in California, if you make a trip out that way, to try to make a little bit of time, if you're in Los Angeles, to go there. It doesn't take long. Well, I guess it depends on traffic in California, but it's not a very distant trip. If you're there in LA, it's pretty close to do. So, hey folks, I want to thank all of you for calling and writing in. I was going to do a few more things tonight, but I think we've covered our time pretty well. And I want to thank all of you for calling in, writing in, giving me feedback in all the different ways you have. We had people on Facebook and other places. So I want to encourage you guys to head over to Facebook, facebook.com/twochairs and check out our websites there. I want to thank everybody too for just the last few weeks here. We've passed the 2,000 members likes at our Facebook page. So we got 2,000 folks there. So I want to thank all of you. That's a big number for me. And I thank you for that. So I want to remind you to head over there. And you also are going to want to head over to the iMayberry community. You can sign up and see all the different stuff there. There's all kinds of folks enjoying each other's company and talking. It's just some of the current topics in the forum are about the Mayberry Hotel. And have you ever noticed is one of the topics they've been talking about. Best color episodes. The nominees are. And they have that one. Hopes and dreams. Best lines, go. So everybody's giving their best lines from the Andy Griffith Show. Barney's greatest quotes. And there's just more and more stuff there. So if you want to head over to the iMayberry community, check that out. I know you'll enjoy yourself. If you like this podcast, you're a big Andy Griffith Show fan. And you would enjoy spending time with fellow fans over there at iMayberry community. And you know, I don't even remember how many. There are a lot of members over there now, and I'm not even quite sure how many. I should have looked at that, I suppose. But there are a lot of members over at the iMayberry community, and you will not be disappointed if you head over there and check things out. There are 920 active members over at the iMayberry community. Now, how many are actually active, I couldn't tell you, but that's how many members there are. And we have 2,000 folks over at our Two Chairs No Waiting Facebook page that chat with one another there as well. So, folks, Mayberry is alive and well. You just got to get out there and find it. And it's right here on the web for all of us to enjoy and have a good time. So, folks, I'd love to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. You can also email me at floyd@imayberry.com. You can do whatever you like. Leave a message to our Facebook page, on our website. I love hearing from you. And I'm sure the other folks do, too. They get to hear your feedback here on the podcast. So keep it coming, and we'll keep things rolling. And until next time, you guys have a great Mayberry week, and we'll see you right here for Two Chairs No Waiting. Have a great week.